Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the latest from tropical weather forecaster Rob Lightbound from the XBN Tropical Weather Forecast Center. Bulletin issued 7:10 p.m. Monday, August 18th, 2008. Rob Lightbound states, according to satellite imagery and radar loops and reconnaissance reports, indicate that Faye has become better organized this afternoon. Convective banding has increased around the center and the central pressure has fallen to 998 millibars. Maximum sustained winds late this afternoon were around 60 miles per hour. Faye is currently tracking north-northwest at a forward speed of 12 miles per hour. Faye is now moving into a break in a ridge of high pressure over the eastern Gulf of Mexico and Florida caused by a trough of low pressure moving through the southeastern United States. Beyond Wednesday, a trough of low pressure is forecast to lift out and a ridge of high pressure will build over the eastern United States ahead of a second trough of low pressure over the western Gulf Coast states. The track model guidance still shows considerable spread in responding to this pattern. The no-gaps model continues to call for the north-northwestern motion toward the Florida Panhandle and then inland thereafter. EUCMET model has shifted a little to the east and forecast a northward motion through the Florida Peninsula with a sharp turn to the west after Thursday. The Canadian model has shifted in a similar manner to the UK. EUCMET model. The GFS and European models forecast Faye to turn northeastward into the Atlantic, followed by a westward turn in motion back into northern Florida after Thursday. Finally, the GFDL and HWRF models are forecasting a northward motion well inland over eastern United States. All indications are that Faye will come ashore at the Fort Myers Naples area in southwest Florida on Tuesday morning as a Category 1 hurricane. After that, Rob believes Faye will track diagonally across Florida from Fort Myers to Daytona Beach during the rest of Tuesday into Tuesday night before possibly reemerging over the Atlantic near Daytona Beach on Wednesday morning. After that, there are signs Faye could stall off the northeastern coast of Florida and strengthen and then double back to the west and come ashore again in northern Florida or southern Georgia late this week. At this point, this is a forecast scenario that Rob Lightbound feels is very possible and something to seriously consider. More detailed local information about how Faye will affect Florida, please refer to Tropical Weather page of Crown Weather Services. You can find that at www.crownweather.com. Elsewhere in the tropics, Rob is watching a tropical wave about 700 miles west-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands. Satellite imagery indicates that the system has gotten better organized this afternoon. Wind shear is a low of 5 to 10 knots over this disturbance, and is expected to drop below 5 knots on Tuesday. The storm is over warm ocean waters and is in a moist environment, so continued development is likely. This disturbance is forecast to track west-northwest and potentially be located near the Lesser Antilles by Saturday. Models GFDL, HWRF, and ships all develop this system into a tropical storm that tracks just north of the Lesser Antilles by Saturday. Latest update will come from Rob Lightbound at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. That will be Tuesday morning. www.crownweather.com. XXBN will also keep you updated with Rob's latest forecasts as tropical storm, perhaps Hurricane Faye, continues to develop. The 8 p.m. and medium, the 8 p.m. intermediate advisory on Tropical Storm Faye. Maximum sustained winds 59.8 miles per hour. 25.0 north latitude, 81.9 west longitude. Heading north-northwest at 9.2 miles per hour. that update from the National Hurricane Center, 18 August 2008. Stay tuned for SXPN for more details and more updates as we keep you up to date on what's happening with Tropical Storm, perhaps Hurricane Faye. I'm Joe Brenneman. This is SXPN, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.
We'd like to bring out some friends of ours to do a little number with us. Oh, you act so surprised, like you didn't know.
Thank you.
This is XXPN, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. Liz Berlin, before that actor/model, Rusted Root, and Michelle Malone started us off. More XXPN music. This is AJ Racy, Paul Hasslinger, featuring Susan Daheem.